here.
Either you like.
Okay. Hello? Okay. Can you hear me?
No.
By default, then you have to come to the podium.
Chair to stand up.
No. They're messing with me back here. I'm just letting you know. All my friends. Okay. First of all, I'd like to commend Leslie and Nafio for convening this session. This is one of the largest sessions focusing on this issue at this conference that I can remember in a very, very long time. And secondly, I'd like to say that while it'll be good discussion, I don't think that any of you in the audience or us on the panel should let any of each other off the hook after this session is over. That the whole meaning, I believe, of this particular session is to come up with a strategy and an action plan. And I've been on numerous panels for blueprints and action plans that we never get done. But if you decide now that you're not going to just drop the issue when you walk out the room, I think we'll be far more advanced next year this time. Okay. When I was thinking about this session, I was thinking logic and common sense says that we should not even be talking about this topic. We should be congratulating each other because we have been on this topic for a very long time, and we know a lot of the answers. In my view, the reason why we're not as advanced as we ought to be is that we have, for one, not consistently done what it is that we know that is right, and then secondly, that we have confused what are issues of policy and what are issues of practice. And so let me just offer a few comments for thought that we can discuss later. As I said, we've accumulated decades of research and work in understanding difference of all types. The underachievement of African American and other underserved groups spans generations. It's not just decades, it's generations. The relationship of quality preparation, quality teaching, student learning has been clear to informed educators for a very long time. It just seems that now people are asking for documentation of this. This too is something that is common sense. The knowledge, skills, and techniques that are most effective for teaching racially, culturally, and linguistically diverse PK-12 populations are known to some because they've had a clear and coherent preparation course or experiences, and also because somewhere along the way they were allowed to accumulate what we call craft wisdom from people in the community who cared about them, or they themselves were from the community and understand how to do these things and teach well. Unfortunately, every prospective teacher does not have the same quality of preparation or experience, especially those teachers that are working in our low income and urban and rural communities. And instead, what we find is federal, state, local resources and energy being devoted to what I would like to call microwave programs that, by design, give sparse attention to those things that we know are most important for a good teacher to be able to teach almost any youngster. We have it on scientifically rigorous, if you will, authority that African American and Hispanic students learn math and science well and better if they have teachers who are African American and or Hispanic and come from the same background. We also know at the same time that alternative route programs are a quick fix to a very serious problem, and that the tenure expectations for individuals in these programs are not the same as for individuals who have gone into preparation programs to be a professional for a career. most, one of the most frequently noted features, if you will, of these microwave programs is the percentage of teachers of color who have gone through those programs. So what we generally are doing, in my perspective, is training people to go into our schools who are not yet prepared. It's not that they can't do it, but they're not quite ready to be prepared. So what we have are teachers who are not the best for the youngsters that need the most. What we need to, in my opinion, to enhance, what we need to do is to enhance the capacity of colleges and universities, and colleges and programs that are related to colleges and universities, to generate more teachers of color with knowledge, skill, wisdom, craft wisdom, so that will advantage anyone that wants to be a teacher, wherever they intend to teach. Thank you.